Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, Bill Barnwell put out that Tytus Howard is a possible cap casualty this year. Boy, that would be something.
You would have to really believe in Blake Fisher, or you would have to target attack on the first two rounds, or in free agency. Or I guess you could. No, wait a minute. If you thought Trent Brown, I don't know if I would want to. Trent Brown's injury prone. Okay, I'll play this game. What if they said Trent Brown and Blake Fisher will handle right tackle? I would say you got a right tackle problem if you said that. But what if you said those are three? We're going to save money by cutting him. We're going to draft. We're going to re-sign Ed Ingram. Well, we'll see how much he asked for. But we will. Is there somebody I'm missing at guard who played well last year? I don't think I am. I mean, that would take one free agent, and it would take at least an early draft pick.
You'd only save $4 million. You'd have $23 million in dead cap.
You only save $4
million? Yeah.
I thought the savings were more.
Cap hits $27.9 million, and his dead cap is $23.6 million.
Well, I wouldn't. That's not worth it.
No.
That's putting yourself in massive danger for that amount. If you're making, if you're going to save $12 million or more, that's or $10 million or more, that's one thing. $4 million?
Yeah.
$4 million to no. 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 Okay, what other topic? What else?
So,
because we're not doing
well,
that.
Well, Houston Stressons put out an interesting, you know, the Texans, they pick up guys. They pick up, you know, well, Joe Mixon was for a seventh rounder, Ed Ingram was for a sixth rounder. But, you know, the Texans, Derek Barnett, they pick up guys that have been around, right? That are out there in the street cut candidates. He put out a possible list of guys. Let me see what you think of some of the guys. Josh Jacobs. What would he cost in a contract?
Josh Jacobs is going to cost
a year or two
north of $10 million.
Yeah, that's probably too
much. That's a three down player with unbelievable touchdown production. That's
Tony Pollard would be too expensive.
I think Pollard could be had for about $5 million.
Well, he's been pretty good lately.
He has been pretty good, but I don't think the market's flooded with running backs this year.
No. DeAndre Swift?
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's more like a $6.5 million, $7 million player. He's another one, kind of a Josh Jacobs light. He had a good year. Swift had a good year this year.
Yeah, he had a real good year this year.
But that's what you want to do. But get a guy who has a good year, and then you let somebody else pay him the next year.
Right. Well, he could be a cap casualty because Mononga had a good year too. Ryan Kelly.
Remember, this is not a good running back draft. So one of the problems you are running into is that teams are going to attack free agency as opposed to draft running backs.
Right.
So that actually could work against you it could work in the running back's favor on free agency. Maybe their price tags go up a little bit. Ryan Kelly, he's all right. He's at the back end of his career.
Yeah, but certainly.
He's bigger.
Mekhi Becton?
Injury prone, but I would consider him. He's a big body.
DeForest Buckner?
Oh, man. If you think the Colts are cutting him? That's not you saying that. But
potential, right?
I don't know. The Colts
Javon Hargrave?
I'd look at Hargrave. I don't know that he gets cut either.
Malik Collins?
Yeah, we've already done that.
Blake Cashman.
Ben had Blake Cashman.
And we missed him.
We liked him, but it's not a huge concern for us right now.
No. No.
For the Texans, I should say.
But who is who are the guys that you would most like to re-sign as free agents? Sheldon Rankins, Ed Ingram, Tim Settle, Tommy Townsend, Trent Brown, MJ Stewart, EJ Speed.
Rankins, Brown, Speed.
Derek Barnett, Miles Bryant.
Keep going. I mean, these are all replaceable guys. Barnett's been okay. He's been
Dare,
okay.
Dare, no thanks.
No. I don't care about Miles Bryant either. Small little special team slot.
Well, you need corner help, that's for sure.
I know. Go get somebody better.
Not Christian Kirk? No.
No.
Nick Chubb, Christian Harris, Danico Autry.
If the price was right, I would re-sign him. It's just, when does he play? You know, he's going to have no leverage. Well, he has no leverage, so you can get him at a much cheaper deal now.
Naquan Jones, Folo Fotokasi.
Folo's not, you know, golly, it's almost like I'd rather run it back with a D-line. I don't know why I'm saying that. I mean, I'd like some fresh meat.
The D-line wasn't a problem.
No, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem. You can be better against the run in the middle, but anybody you let go, you have to replace on the roster. So there's a cost associated with it. Sometimes you get him for less, but sometimes, like Autry, you can probably get him for a low. You're going to get him for a lower number than he made last year. You're going to get him at a discounted number. You have the leverage. He does not have the leverage.
Unless another team.
Yeah, but another team is going to have to pay a guy who has had suspensions for PEDs, who have had injuries, and who is older now. I don't know that he's going to carry. Like, I don't think he really carries that kind of value. Maybe somebody would outpay, but then Rankins is available again. I think you bring back at least two of your defense. Of the four that you mentioned, Folo, you mentioned Barnett, you mentioned Autry, you mentioned Sheldon Rankins, right? Those four, I would bring back two of those four. And I'm almost good with, you can just mix and match it. Oh, you said Tim Settle. I probably wouldn't bring him back. But I'd probably bring two of those five back.
Naquan Jones.
Maybe as much as three.
You could bring him back pretty
cheap. He's cheap, yeah.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776.
They're going to have to be active in free agency. So when this is the problem you get into. When you get into this portal business, which is what it is, one-year guys, when you start signing that, when you get into free agency, it's like a never-ending cycle. Unless you draft really well and grow your own, it's a never-ending cycle of where you have to manage your money and bring in more one-year guys. And it's like, it's hard to get out of it because the Texans have been doing this now for 5 years. This has been going on since Bill O'Brien and Lovey, well, especially with Lovey and Cully, where they were in flux. The team was in flux and they were just doing 1 year deals. But you see how it's extended now into the entirety of Nick's stay here. 1 year deals with cornerbacks, 1 year deals with especially defensive linemen. This is a team full of, they got a bunch of one-year deal players, and when you start doing that, it's hard to get out of that because you don't end up having a bunch of cap space to work with, so you can't sign guys to multi-year deals, so you have to start going veterans on the cheap, and you hope that they outplay their contract. And then when they do, you can't afford them, you got to go find another one. It's one of the underrated difficulties of being a GM is managing your money for multiple free agency spots every year. And that's what they're going to be faced with this year.
What did I see? I think I saw it was SpotTrek predicted Tank Dell $22 million a year. Extension, 3 years, 22 a year.
22 per year?
Per year.
That's impossible.
I know.
Well, I thought you meant 3 years at $22 million. I was like, yes, that's reasonable. $7.5 million per?
No, I'm pretty sure. No, it was 22 per.
Yeah, no, I don't know where they get that number.
Well, I mean, now so wide receivers are 40.
Well, but they're expecting him to have 10 touchdowns and 1,100 yards receiving, I guess, 70 catches. To get to $22 million, that's a ton. Wide receivers aren't 40. Perkins, you got what's his name from the Cowboys looking for $30 million per year, George Pickens. $20 million is not like $20 million.
Well,
is a
and they're going to franchise him.
Yeah, but that's $28 million. Tank's not getting $22 million. If he does, he just had
no,
a Pro Bowl
no,
season.
No, 22 total.
Okay,
it's
so that's what
be.
It is. Yeah,
no,
it's gotta be.
No, it's got. But that's what it's got to be.
It's got to be, and he's not up. Just so people understand, he's not a free agent.
No,
this is his last year.
This year. This is his last year.
This is his last
no,
year.
No, but if you wanted to do an extension, keep him.
The receiver you're going to have to talk about an extension with is Nico after next season.
Another one?
Yeah. He'll be going into the final year of his deal.
Is it already that fast?
After 26, it'll be the final year of his deal. 27.
Well, how long was the extension?
He only signed a three-year deal.
And the is first, it three-year? It wasn't three in addition?
No, the first year of the deal was last season, this past season. Second year is this upcoming season. So you're going to be giving Nico $30 million.
The problem was he was a third rounder.
He'll be a 28 when he's done, I think.
He'll be 27 after 26, the 26.
Yeah, he's still plenty young.
You know what?
The price of poker's gone up for wide receivers.
Yeah,
give it to him.
George Pickens is going to get 30.
Yeah,
Nico's
give it to him.
Going to be asking for that.
Give it to him. Keep him
and
happy.
That, he's going to ask for more.
Drew Rosenhaus is his agent.
At least.
Or you could just cap cut him and just move on and just let Jalen Oyl take over his spot. That's the other thing.
Jane Higgins will be your new Nico. Yeah.
Higgins will be the new Nico. Noel's the new tank. And Xavier Hutchinson, just run it back.
This team's going to get very expensive pretty quickly.
So, yeah, you're right. There is a void in the contract in 2028. So he's actually got two more years.
You know what?
Yeah, I said after 26.
You know what? He took less, though. You know, he was like, I don't want the team to win. And I think CJ is going to be like that, too.
909 here on
Excuse me?
The show.
CJ's going to be like that?
I got to say, Will John, Anderson, you would have loved it. CJ went into full God mode the other day. Did you see it?
I did see that.
And I'm fine. He was kind of a – he was talking about adversity. It was actually – he came off as very likable and approachable and – did you see it, John, where he was doing something for CJ Stroud Foundation, was being honored was something, and he talked about facing adversity and how suffering is beautiful and suffering is part of what he does. And I really felt for him. I mean, I really did on a serious level. I really felt for him because he's going through stuff that we could only imagine. I mean, I've gone through a lot with the mock draft stuff. When I put it out, there's hate, entire fan bases hate.
And you reacted positively to it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Your reaction to the comp stuff.
It caught me off guard. John caught me off guard with it.
You know what helps, though? The poor CJ. You know what helps?
Here we go.
That the millions that he's already made and the 60 that he's about per year.
You don't care
about
mental health?
You know what? You can.
Is money by mental health, John?
You can give me all the crap because I won't listen to it. I'll stay off social media, and
you don't have his talent.
Yeah,
you don't have his talent, so we don't have to worry about that with you, John.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, but he's handling it with grace.
He just talked about the mental
health. He hasn't gone on a podcast, lashed out at fans. He, in fact, was very positive with the Houston fans. I think he's handled it with grace. Now, that's great, and from a personal standpoint, that's awesome. Does he turn it around as a quarterback? Is he mentally tougher? I mean, these are two different conversations.
Yeah, I was interjecting A.J. Brown because he went on a nine-minute thing on video talking about how he considered taking his life due to mental health issues. So while we talk about – and Rondell Moore, we just saw that happen over
the weekend. Did you see the video with J.J. talking to him? Somebody put music underneath it, and it was Rondell who was really down on himself at Cardinals about – drops that he had, and JJ's like, that's your job. You got to do that. He goes, but you're just going to come back, and you're not going to drop it next time. You're going to get it. And man, that was heartbreaking. Watching him, just the look on Rondell's face in that cut. JJ was mic'd up, and he was so down on himself, and the amount of injuries that he went through. You know, we saw it with Kyron, with Lacey. We saw it with Rondell Moore now, when these guys think that they have no, like, they're so short-sighted because their life is all football. I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's a separate conversation, obviously, than what we're having. But some of these guys, you think all the money in the world, and it's this is who they are. It's their entire – Kyron Lacey probably saw his entire dreams. He felt like his entire dreams were going out the door. And he impulsively took his own life. And then you have Rondell Moore. I can only imagine – the injuries and injuries and injuries that piled on. He probably thought, I'm done. I can't get another chance on another NFL team. This is everything I was working towards. There's nothing else.
No, you know? Heartbreaking. They are one out of thousands and thousands of guys in the – I mean, they're there, and we hear about them because it's so sad. It's horrible. But for the most part, I mean, even guys who struggle and don't play well in the NFL, they collect their millions and they live a very good life.
They
You do have those stories. There's no question. But they are few and far between.
Yeah, but I think the point we were making is you never – the point we were making is you never know how someone's struggling. And right. C.J. Stroud is vilified in the city right now.
I just saw a video here of C.J. giving his message at the Global Humanitarian Awards, and the crowd loved him. And the crowd loved the message. And, yes,
they're all paid.
CJ stays off social media – well, for the most part, everybody will come up, CJ, CJ, CJ. It ain't going to be a bunch of guys going, CJ, you suck. It's going to be a bunch of guys who are encouraging.
Well, and also, don't listen to, don't go to the barbershop.
No.
Don't go, don't watch any
sports
TV.
Radio.
Don't watch any TV ever.
Right. Well, I don't know that he's getting ripped on TV all that much.
First of all, ESPN will rip him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, everybody who, I mean, he played poorly. That's the nature of the business.
And you've got to overcome that.
Troy Aikman talking about, and Troy Aikman just said what was honest. Troy Aikman did nothing wrong. But C.J. Stroud right now needs to avoid pretty much everything. And you're right. It's not like he's going to be spit on. This isn't a guy getting back from, a Marine coming back from Vietnam. I mean, you know, people are going to treat him well, and our city's not like Philadelphia. No. You know, they're going to treat him well for the most part. Yeah, you're right. But CJ's also letting down a bunch of teammates. Like, that's something we can't work through. We're used to, just turn off social media. How do you turn off your own guilt for letting your whole team down?
Yeah.
For letting Will Anderson down? For letting down, you know, a veteran? For letting down D'Amico Ryans? That's something he has to live with.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a... And I think in the offseason, what I've seen from CJ, and this is, once again, this is more on a personal note. This isn't about the football, because I'm not sure he ever gets it together and is the quarterback we saw as a rookie. I'm just being honest. That guy might have been the outlier. But and defense is maybe doing stuff to him that he just doesn't handle well. He may be seeing ghosts now because of the pressure. He may never get out of that. But I think he is handling things with grace. And I think he has a good head on his shoulders, and his faith is, whether you believe in God or not is irrelevant to me. What I'm saying is he has something that his life is centered around, that is centering him so that he's more likely to handle things much better than some of the, you know, Rondell or A.J. Brown or some others. He's in a better place to handle that stuff. But I'm just talking about, I can only imagine how hard I would be. I feel bad when I feel like I let you guys down, and even in a segment, I get really down on myself. And I'm like, I let John and Dell down with some of the things I did in that segment. So, you know, even me
sometimes.
Well,
you should feel that all the time.
You are remarkable. Not because Thank you, of Del. Any talent you might
9:16
have.
9:16 here on the show.
Always get it back.
Let's get to a break. I am remarkable.
About something that's now centered on you.
Well, it's you know, but I also am resilient, and I come back, and I have a great next segment.
And humble, too.
Yeah, and I have a great next segment, and I'm getting keys to
anybody make it about themselves.
No, he's spectacular.
I mean, this is what it rolls into.
I know you don't like this word, but you're generational in making it about yourself.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, but I'm just trying to lay out a foundation for CJ to turn it around. If I can
be
do it,
like
you can
you.
Do it.
You want him to be more like you?
Yeah, I mean, in a way. I made it the Hall of Fame. Can he make it the Hall of Fame?
Probably not. Not as it stands now.
Can he spend 28 years playing quarterback for the Texans? Unlikely.
Feels unlikely.
Unlikely.
All right, let's break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I talked to Kent Jones yesterday. Kind of
I heard you guys on a speaker. Todd had it on speaker, and I heard you and Kent talking about Gilbert and the baked potato incident yesterday.
Right. But we can bring up Gilbert on the other side. But I also gave him crap about Oregon, how they suck. I mean, you know. Okay. That's what, you know, but that's what I do with my clients. I have to make sure I insult them enough. And Kent Jones is somebody, I want to tell you something. I was enlightened yesterday. Now, a broker, what is a broker? Well, a broker in the mortgage business, a broker is a colleague, a teammate, an ally. He's your partner. He's going to fight against big mortgage. You know, Kent Jones is here. He's been doing this for 31 years, Better Business Bureau, A+. He's not rich. He doesn't put his name on golf tournaments. You know, there are mortgage companies that put their name on golf tournaments. You know why? Because they make so much money off selling these mortgages. Kent Jones doesn't do that. Kent Jones is a regular guy. He's like us. He listens to the show, loves the show. He is just, he's one of us. And he's not making a ton. What he's doing is he's helping you save money. He knows all the wholesale lenders. He is basically, it's wholesale. When you go with the other mortgage companies, they're, it's retail. He's wholesale. Title companies, insurance agents, buyer's agents that might refund part of their commissions. He finds you all of these things, okay? Now, here's the thing, too. If you have a mortgage right now and your interest rate is 7 or higher, you need to call Kent Jones. You need to call him because there's a chance you could refi. He'll do the math for you and find out whether or not it's good for you to refi. He'll tell you how that works. But if your interest rate right now on your home is 7 or higher, call 713-520-5626. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 248-2473. J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356-118. Equal housing lender.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5-713-780-3776. I want to go through a... You're going to take some time off. Are you here tomorrow? Is he even in the studio?
He doesn't have his headset on.
Are you here tomorrow?
Lance? No.
You're gone? Early. You leave early tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're off tomorrow. Okay.
The TSA thing, they changed it. It took one day. And everyone's like, hey, we paid for this. You can't shut TSA down, government. And they went, all right.
Well, they shut down Clear, but I thought TSA was still open.
No, they can't shut down Clear. Clear is a separate business.
No. I'm sorry. Global Entry, they shut down.
Yeah, Global Entry.
Yeah.
And we don't care about Global Entry.
We don't care about that. Yeah, we don't care about that. So you're gone. Well, there is an exercise that I want to do with you then. But let's get Nola Steve.
I'm not doing burpees. I don't do any of that.
Not that exercise.
Calisthenics.
Oh, okay.
No one wants to see you do burpees.
I don't want to. I've been sitting in a chair for 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. Nola Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, yeah, we do weighted burpees in Philly. but hey, morning, you guys. I was listening to the show yesterday. Happy birthday to Gilbert. I know you won't be sending him any of that trash to Philadelphia because they're all closed down there. But Lance was saying that it would only take him 2 months to become a bricklayer. But I don't think he needs any training after watching the Rockets lose to the Nova Knicks. And Ime doesn't know ball because in 2016, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, the real Killer Bees, and Josh the Hitman Hart went down there, won a natty. And you got to know, Rockets, when you play in Nova, it ain't ever over. Nova Steve, out.
Oh. I thought it was Nola. It's Nova Steve.
Nova okay. Steve, yeah. He Love called Nova in Steve. Back when it was Villanova, and now it's right. Nova Knicks.
Right, right.
And the accent was something else. That was a new. That was a new part of the character.
Mm-hmm.
So we added a layer there. So that was good.
That's good. All right. By the way, Gilbert.
It ain't ever over.
Gilbert is getting a steak. Gilbert is getting a steak today from Nick's Place.
Okay.
And it's his birthday.
What about French fries?
He's got French fries, but he doesn't have corn. He's got mac and cheese because Nick doesn't
have
corn.
Hey.
We got problems.
Send him a baked potato and watch his head explode.
No, he doesn't have baked potatoes.
I just love that he continued. As soon as I said that, he went, no baked potato.
He likes mac and cheese, so we're going to do that.
Oh, good.
Gilbert does?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I, for some reason.
You definitely didn't talk to him on the phone.
I do know that he likes mac and cheese.
You do?
All right, so. SF Data Niners put out this 77 mock drafts over the last 2 weeks. And this is the consensus of each pick. And I want to see how many you have. Pull up your mock draft. I want to see how many you have with the consensus and to see how close you are to what everybody is thinking. And there might be two back-to-back because
well, I have a new mock
the consensus
coming out.
Like for eight it was Jeremiah Love and the consensus for nine was Jeremiah Love.
See, I have a new mock draft coming out on Monday.
Well, which one do you want to do? Now or
well,
now?
I haven't done it yet.
Well so which one do you have?
I guess I'll do my old one that's from when we were at Lake Charles.
Well, that's you haven't done one since then?
No.
Oh.
My last mock came out February 2nd.
Okay. See how many you have. You got Mendoza first.
Yep.
Arvel Reese second.
Yep.
Maugoa.
Nope. That's a bad pick.
David Bailey fourth.
Yep.
You do. So you got three of the four.
Oh, they're copying me, but go ahead.
Carnell Tate.
Nope.
Spencer Fanneau.
We're at six.
Six.
Nope. Carnell Tate.
David Bailey seven.
Nope. Keldrick Faulk.
Jeremiah Love, 8th?
Yes.
Okay. Jeremiah Love, 9th. You can't have that.
Reuben Bain, 9.
Okay. Caleb Downs, 10.
Francis Mayanoa. There's no N in there. I don't know how we're getting that pronunciation.
Jermod McCoy,
yep.
11.
Yep. Everyone's just copying each other. Daniel Jeremiah put it there. I put it there. Now everyone's putting it there.
So wait a minute. Now how many is that? Dell, keep track.
4.
No, that's 5.
Is that 5? 3, 4? Yeah, that's 5 with Jeremiah Love. Yeah, that's 5. 5. 11. Yeah.
Okay. Sonny Styles, 12.
To the Cowboys?
To the Cowboys.
I had him there originally. I put Caleb Downs there.
Okay. Jermod McCoy, you can't have that. Yeah.
13
Ioane?
Rams.
Ioane?
No, Colton Hood.
Cassius Howell, 15.
Oh, wait. Okay, so we're at 50. Who'd you have for 13?
13 was
you went McCoy again. Yeah, no.
But Mekhi Lemon was second.
What do you mean was second?
Well, the consensus was Jermod McCoy first, 22%. Mekhi Lemon, 15%.
I don't have either one of those guys. So I got Proctor with the Ravens. I've got Sonny Styles with the Bucks.
Hold on. Okay, so you got Sonny Styles at 15.
Right.
Mekhi Lemon, 16?
Yes.
Okay, that's 6.
Yep.
Caleb Lomu?
Nope.
18 is Avion Terrell.
Yep, they're copying me.
Wow, 7. Kenyon Sadiq.
Nope.
Okay, C.J. Allen.
For the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Nope.
Ty Simpson to the Steelers.
Nope.
Ioane.
Yes.
You have him 22nd?
Yeah.
That's 8?
Yeah.
Caden Proctor to the
Eagles.
Eagles.
Nope.
Denzel Boston.
Nope.
To the Browns?
Nope.
Caden McDonald to the Bears?
Nope, but I got Caleb Banks, so.
Kevin Concepcion?
For the Bills?
Bills.
Nope. Kenyon Sadiq for the Niners?
You have Sadiq there? Kevin Concepcion or Caleb Lomu to the Niners. 49ers?
Nope. I got
Caden
Sadiq.
Proctor to the Texans?
Nope. Caden McDonald?
Monroe Freeling?
Nope. Ty Simpson?
C.J. Allen to the Broncos?
Concepcion?
Akeem Messidor to the Patriots.
Freeling.
And Brandon Sis.
Nope. Chase Pasantis. Although Brandon Cece was my pick, and then I changed it after I went to the editor so I could make another change. So I guess 8 of the 32.
8 of the 32. One
eight
every
of
four.
The 32, yeah.
You have. So they're not really copying you, per se. Where did you have Mansoor?
4.
Really?
Yeah, everyone else is wrong.
They have him late, bro.
I'm sorry. I got him 5 to the Giants. Yeah, Mansoor is. Well, here's the problem. I may be a little early on him. He's going to run really fast. If he runs at the combine, he's going to run really fast.
Mansoor, by the way, he's the LSU corner.
Yeah, so he's not 6 feet, and he doesn't have long arms. So from a trait standpoint, he's not a big long corner, which profiles in the top 6 picks usually. But he is smothering coverage. He has rare combination of speed and change of direction. His tape was unbelievable. Like, he was strangling people. Every single route, he just strangled the life out of it. And I gave him a really high grade. So I'm interested to see where teams see him. But I think most teams are putting him way too late. He's better than McCoy. McCoy's coming off of an ACL tear, too. Like, McCoy's bigger, but Mansoor's tape is better. So I wouldn't be surprised. You know, J.C. Horn went behind Pat Surtain. I had Surtain way ahead of J.C. Horn. This may be the same thing, where they end up letting Mansoor Delane go second and then draft McCoy first, and then he's never as good as, you know, McCoy is, you know, plays like J.C. Horn does. Good players, but they don't, they're not as good as, you know, Pat Surtain is the number one corner in the league. Delane, to me, is clearly the best corner in this draft. Really? So, yeah, we'll see.
That's a little
LSU,
high, though.
Dude, LSU had a bunch of guys who are going to get drafted. This is kind of crazy that they were as dookie as they were. Well, and their defense was actually pretty good until late in the season.
No, their defense was good.
Yeah, their defense was pretty good until late in the season. But they have three different receivers.
Well,
two of them have
no
a chance.
No offense, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any offensive linemen from them getting drafted, I can tell you that.
Do you have that big tight – is the big tight end coming out?
Yeah, Bo Sharp. Bauer Sharp. There's a guy named Bauer Sharp coming out of LSU. He was a portal guy. Bauer Sharp from, like, I think Louisiana Lafayette or Southeast Louisiana, something like that. He's going to the combine. I don't know if he's the one you're – he must not be the one you're talking about if you don't recognize his name.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, so he's going to the combine.
I think he's too young. Trey Des Green?
No.
He is – wait.
Is he going to be really good?
He's like Washington with the Steelers. The big, huge tight end. That is just
monster like Darnell Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 310 pounds right now. By the way, Darnell Washington in camp when my son was there, he was 310, and then he admitted it on a
6'7", 240 trade test.
240.
He's gonna be bigger.
Okay, I was gonna say if he's 6'7", he needs to be at least 260.
No, he's gonna be 270. He'll probably be 270.
Yeah, he'll grow into it. LSU safety AJ Halsey, I really like him. Came from University of Houston. Mansoor Delane, I think Halsey goes inside the first three rounds. I think Delane will go inside the top 10 picks. They had some, you know, LSU still had some. Harold Perkins, I think, will probably go somewhere between the third and the fourth round, depending on medicals.
Really, that high?
Yeah, because he's going to test fast. He's going to be explosive, and people want him to be what he was. So, I mean, fourth is not bad for him. If he plays special teams, fourth is a backup linebacker spot and special teams player. That's where Toa went, I think, is a fourth. Maybe third, but I think he went in the fourth. So, that's not bad. I wasn't that impressed with him on tape, and I didn't think he looked as explosive. And then I got some of the readings on him from a sports science standpoint, and his explosiveness numbers are really good from first and second acceleration. So he's probably going to test better than I expected. And that matches up with how he used to play. So, you know, that wouldn't be. Henry Toto'o was, let's see, for some reason Pro Football Reference is making you verify you're a human every time you visit a page now.
You're a bit of a robot.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because of ChatGPT or whatever, AI. He was a fifth-round pick. So, yeah, I can see Harold Perkins as a third or fourth-round pick. Third seems rich for my blood, but yeah. I can see him in the fourth round.
He's too small for defensive end, and he didn't play that well at linebacker. So,
yeah, I think he's just pretty average at linebacker.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. You better get in a hurry because we got one segment, then News of the Weird. I've got to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. I got to talk about John Clay Wolf. I want to talk about you selling your car. I don't know why you got to sell your car. It doesn't matter why you got to sell your car. Yeah, if you're going to sell your car, get as much money as you can for it. Because why would you sell it for less? I don't get it. So one place that you have to go every single time, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. And you should go there first. And then you go, and John Clay Wolf ain't scared of you going to CarMax or your dealer or wherever, any place, and saying, hey, how much are you going to give me for your car? And John Clay Wolf's going to say, and by the way, if they give you more, if they say more than John Clay Wolf does, come back to John Clay Wolf and say, this is what, I've got a bona fide offer here in writing from this place. And John Clay Wolf will tell you, okay, let's take a look at the car. Let's take a look at the quality. Let's see, you know what, I'll give you more. And, I mean, he's so sure of this that, I mean, before, Well, the dude just gives away money. He's unbelievable. But he said if he couldn't before, if he couldn't beat CarMax, he'd give you $100. Listen, John Clay Wolf does billions in car buying and selling. I mean, who does that? A guy who is crazy and gives more, especially classic cars. GMTVCC, GMTVCC.com is where you can sell your classic. He loves those and gives way more. So you're looking for the best way to sell your car. One place that you have to go. GimmeTheVIN.com, GimmeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is our penultimate segment, so you got to get in a hurry if you want to get in here. Chris is here, wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How we doing, Chris?
Hey, yeah, I was calling because I wanted to put in, what do you guys think about like what Davey Bickerstaff is doing over there with Detroit? Do you think Rafael Stone should have maybe gave Davey more time with the Rockets? In regards to everybody like kind of being out on email just because of what he's showing as of late. And I hang up and listen. Appreciate it, guys.
Golly, we did. That's I'd forgotten about the Bickerstaff era, the short-lived Bickerstaff era. I think they wanted to get the headline coach. Ime had taken the Celtics deep.
Well, Silas was here for 3 years after
Yeah, so. Bickerstaff was an interim, and then he became a Grizzlies assistant, so he wasn't probably at a point in his career, at least according to the Rockets, where he was ready. He had the Cavs job, and he got fired because they had a flame out. Then they hired Atkinson. But he went into Detroit, and his style, his attitude fits what they have. And now they're the one seed in the East. They took a loss to the hot Spurs
yesterday. They just got their ass handed to them by the Spurs, though.
You know, but they've got a one. They've got a real one. I mean, Cade is fantastic. Yeah. He's a real one. I remember I think you were talking about Oklahoma State people were a little concerned about him or something in his 1 year there. They weren't sure if he was really the dude. That dude is so the dude, it's crazy. And he's really filled out. Like, he's a great example of what a young man and 19-year-old frame looks like and what happens when you fill out and become a grown man. Like, he is a big, muscular, a big, well-built, dual-threat player who plays under control with great confidence, can play two ways. Man, I like Cade Cunningham so much. And that's what the Rockets are missing. You can't say... Like, he's a one with the ball in his hands one. Kevin Durant is a wing player who is a great scorer and a great shooter. Alperen Şengün is, a hybrid post flex who can flex outside. Cade is a one. Cade's like what we have with James Harden. Frankly, you kind of need Luka as that kind of guy. Like, most LeBron had some of those tendencies for years and years and years. It's still, to this day, the best way to gauge if your team can have sustained success is do you have, SGA has ball dominant, primary ball handler tendencies as well.
Yeah.
We don't have, that's not where our offense originates, which is part of the
Kevin
problem.
Kevin Durant creates his own shots.
Yeah, but not off the dribble. True. He creates through just being tall and separating vertically. He doesn't create off the dribble. He's older now.
Yeah, he does plenty.
No, not he can't get by anybody.
Well, he can create a shot.
He creates a shot. That's different than being able to run.
One of the greatest scorers of all time.
No, but that's great.
I know, listen, these guys are young, and they're great. Don't get me wrong.
The offense doesn't run through KD as a primary ball handler. That's my point, John. He's not a number one ball handler. He's not a number one ball handler, where everything runs through him as a primary. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not doubting how great he is. He's a different type of great.
Okay.
He doesn't set the offense and run the show.
Right. I mean,
And that's different. And we talk about them having a hard to we talk about all the time. We can't not acknowledge that when we talk about there's no one to handle the ball.
It is true. I mean, he was at his best when with Steph. I mean,
and with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also younger.
Yeah. But I don't know if I believe in the Pistons yet, though. They're really, really good, and maybe and they dominate the Knicks. So
it's hard not to believe in them more than you believe in the Rockets the way we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to go through the East, too, as opposed to the West.
Well, that's a delight, actually.
Yeah, I know.
That's a walk in the park.
The Rockets would dominate the East.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So this is, and we've said that for 30 years now. I mean, what if they were in the East?
Do you want to take on the reasoning that Catino and Kelvin Cato?
Yeah, it was Kelvin Cato and Catino both said
that.
I thought you hated that basketball.
I hated that basketball, but they're right. I mean, if you're right, you're right. There's nothing we can do about it. I don't care where it came from.
They're not right.
If the Rockets were in the East, they'd have 12 NBA titles right now.
They didn't even say they would dominate. They just said they'd make the playoffs. That's what they said.
Well, but I'd said it. So there you have
it. Which Rockets team? This one or the ones before?
Dell, can we play the Jeff Kent thing?
Why not?
Well, have you listened to it?
Yeah, I played on my show yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. Well, I put it in for us, and then you stole it.
No, because I grabbed it on Saturday or Sunday and had it ready for my
show. No, I put it in the show. You didn't even put it in the show.
Know. Well, yeah, because I saved
it because you were keeping it for yourself.
You're damn right I did.
So, hey, Lance, have you heard this?
No.
Okay. He's on the broadcast, the San Francisco Giants. Which I don't know why he's there when he's going to go in the Hall of Jeff Kent's going to the Hall of Fame as an Astro. Sure. I don't get it. But he's on the broadcast with John Miller, and this is the conversation that they had during the game.
A-Rod, he was your size, and he came in hard on you, and you know, you survived it, but I think he got banged up a little bit.
I think you went on the deal for a little bit.
Yeah, I did. He tore my knee up. He slid and rolled his fat ass past the base, the son of a bitch, and put me out for a little while. I was not happy about that because he was a middle infielder, and we were beating him up pretty good. He didn't need to be doing that.
So, not that you've thought about it much since then. But
that's half empty right there, John.
But that was the one time I do remember that a guy really came in hard on you. But anyway, and
I would throw the ball. I would literally throw the ball between their eyes. If they came in and they weren't ducking down, I was throwing the ball right between their eyes. They better get down.
And that's the way it got taught.
That's the Jeff Kent we all heard
that's
about.
That's Jeff Kent.
That son of a bitch. Like, hey, whoa. What does he mean by we were beating him up on the infield pretty good? Like, what does that mean? Does that mean they were sliding into him hard or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because that doesn't exist anymore. No. It's such a foreign concept. Like, kids, you used to be able to slide through the base and take out the shortstop or the second baseman who was making the relay throw to first for the double play. You used to be able to come in and, quote-unquote, break up the double play. That doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have eliminated that from baseball.
No, you don't know. Kids don't know about that. They don't know. They don't know about taking a quarterback's head off. They don't know about sliding hard, coming in high. They don't know. They don't know nothing about that. Okay, that's how baseball and football used to be played. Oh my God, Isaiah Thomas going into the lane would get destroyed back in the day. Now it's ole. Well, go ahead. Go to the basket.
Not unless your name is Tar Eason and you just want to hit a guy running down the court.
Well, that's different.
Hey, don't run down the court next to me.
Right.
And I'll cheap shot you and tear your ACL.
Nice job. One thing we missed, Nick Sirianni says there's mutual interest between the team and A.J. Brown that he not come back.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, You hate saying that stuff because it hurts your leverage for a trade, but at some point you just have to acknowledge the obvious. This guy's a pain in the ass. We don't want him here. And, you know, frankly, more and more people are going to start finding out that people in that Eagles locker room are not Jalen Hurts fans. That's been leaking out. First time I heard it was before the draft last year, and I was shocked. I'm like, what? people in the locker room aren't crazy about Jalen? Like, nope. People, players, and also people in the front office. And I'm like, and I assume he meant coaching staff too. And I'm like, really? Yep, they could look at quarterback. And I was shocked. And then it started coming out a lot this year.
I don't know if you should be saying this on the air, but there goes the keys to our city.
Where? Why? What are you
talking bad about Jalen? Isn't he from Brazoria County or somewhere?
No, he went to North Shore. I don't know. That could be
Brazoria Harris County. County.
I think he went to Hightower, didn't he?
He didn't go to North Shore. Well, wait. I don't know. I don't think he went.
Wasn't he out by Pasadena?
It was Channelview.
Yeah, it's the same.
Is it?
Yeah, same thing.
Well, the guy who called in his
Wait.
If you missed it earlier when Lance was demanding a key to a city because some of his radio friends had them, the guy who called isn't in the Channelview area, but he will, once he attends a meeting today, bring up the possibility that Lance and John get a key to the city.
Key to the county?
No, the city. Oh. He doesn't have the power for the county. He used Brazoria County as a reference point because he didn't want to unveil what city he's from.
I gotcha.
But his email does have .gov and the city in question.
I believe him.
And we'll go do whatever city it is. We'll go do the show there.
You don't know where the city is.
I don't care where it is.
It doesn't matter.
If the mayor comes and gives us the key to the city.
Now, are we willing to take a certificate?
And a key?
And a lapel?
No, we got a giant check.
You don't get any money.
He already said we can't have money.
You don't know.
He said no money.
Hey, stop pocket watching.
He said it himself.
He said that.
Well, I don't care what he said.
You mean the
guy who's
trying to get it done for you?
Don't
do
what I say. Do what I do.
Well, he's not getting you any money.
Giving money.
He said it's not legal.
By the way, Robert Carradine. Robert Carradine at 71 has passed away.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Tri-Lambs everywhere. Mourning tonight.
Oh, he was one of the Tri-Lambs.
Yeah.
He was the Robert Carradine.
He was the guy. Yeah.
Anthony Edwards.
The glasses.
I mean, the first thing this morning, Chance texts me and Lance. What a horrible day.
And you didn't start the show with it, huh?
No, we didn't start the show with it. We ended the show with it.
Well, we still have News of the Weird.
We still have News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, Lance is going to talk a little, speaking of school, San Jack.
Yeah, sanjack.edu is the website. San Jacinto College, the Aspen Institute named them the number two community college in the entire country, which basically means the entire world. And that's great. If you've got a young person who wants to go to college and you're like, you know, we just don't have the money. Well, one of the things you might want to consider is obviously you need to go after financial aid, whether you're going to a four-year college or you're going to San Jack. They have financial aid available as well. But a great thing is they can get your young person all the classes they need to get taken, and those credits will transfer over to four-year Texas institutions as well. So spend 2 years at San Jacinto College, and what you're going to find is that you have all these credits that you roll over to your four-year college, and you have avoided the crazy college debt that so many people suffer through, you know, into their 40s and 50s. It's crippling, and you can avoid a lot of that by going to San Jacinto College. I talk about people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I don't care how old you are, where you want to change your career, you want to change your job choice and go into a different career. Sanjack.edu allows you to start new programs with over 200 different associate degrees and certificates in a wide variety of disciplines and fields. So go to the website and check it out for yourself. This could be a chance for you to be fearless and start your new life at sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. I know it's a hot topic whether or not we should take people in from other countries. What about Tate McRae? Canadians are mad at Tate McRae after her rumored boyfriend, Jack Hughes, scored the game-winning goal for Team USA against Canada. She's from Canada.
Yeah.
She's hot. She seems to be able to make a living. She's a singer.
Yep.
So, should we adopt? Should we let her come into this country and become a citizen?
How does she feel about universal health care? We got to ask questions before we just let her come in. We have American standards.
Well, she's not changing our health care system.
But if she's attacked our health care system, then she's out.
She's going to be.
Well, listen, you don't know.
People are attacking her in Canada right now.
That's fine.
She's been unfollowed by a lot of people there.
I think she also did some promo material for the U.S. as well that pissed people off before the tournament began.
Yeah, she was like, she put out Team USA. Aren't you Team Canada? She did a thing with on Insta or somewhere.
Why are we surprised?
Made in Canada, but
people in our government and just others did to Eileen Gu. She's an American who competed for China. Beat it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's attractive. So, yeah, Tate McRae's going to catch the same.
Gorgeous. Listen, I don't care what she does.
Yeah, we need to forgive her.
She's hot. Bring her in.
Bring her back.
She's not
bring
one
her
of
into
us.
This she, country.
Bring
she,
Eileen Gu back.
Sure.
She's bring dating, Tate McRae in. That's fine.
She's dating
you
Jack
can keep.
Hughes
what's
now.
Her name? Who's the one, the trashy one that's real short? Sabrina Carpenter. Get her back to Canada.
She's not Canadian. What do you mean,
well,
get her
she
back
is
to
now.
Canada? She's never been Canadian.
She is now.
Why?
What's, putting the cha-cha out there like that.
What? Oh, you have a problem with women putting the cha-cha out there? When did that
as
start?
Long as my daughter's out, until my daughter's in college.
Well, that's on you.
I know. I'm being a girl dad.
You're being a
get
parent.
The choo-choo girls out of here.
The choo-choo.
The choo-choo girls.
What's wrong with you? You're not being a girl dad saying choo-choo
you're not.
On the public airwaves.
A mom who went missing without a trace. 24 years ago was found alive living a double life in North Carolina. So she said 24 years ago, she said, I'm going out Christmas shopping.
The old Christmas shopping ruse.
And never Ta-da! Came back.
I disappeared.
What is
Santa
better?
Santa got me.
That Christmas without her or all the Christmases without her thinking of mom? Or now you're like, hey, you just left us?
Honestly, I want to hear her reasoning before I condemn her.
I think she, no one has heard her, but we've heard from the family. And they said, hey, that kind of sucked. Well, kind of sucked what mom did.
Maybe mom had good reason.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, she just wanted to get away because maybe they were a whiny little family.
Yeah, I saw a Michelle Pfeiffer movie, a Christmas movie, where she just ditched her family and went to L.A. because they weren't honoring her as a mother during Christmas. Maybe this family.
My
was doing
wife
the same
is
thing.
Gone. I think she's been close to that over the last couple
See?
Of years.
See? Sometimes you drive.
It wasn't even Christmas. It was like a Wednesday.
Yeah, families are.
What happened to my kids? None of them are going to go to Texas. She's all pissed off just yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday, like, not one of my kids is going to go to Texas. This is so disappointing.
Sometimes moms come to the realization that their kids are giant disappointments, and they got to get away.
Maddie doesn't have a chance to go to Texas?
Yeah, she's got a shot. I think she has a shot. I knew the other ones were out, but, like, when it became official they weren't getting in, it's like, I was like, why did you keep your hopes up? They're just dream crushers. They're professional dream crushers. Maddie is your hope.
That's
so,
what kids do.
And I'm like, stop being so hard on Maddie. She's your only shot.
Is Texas a good school for the arts?
It is.
Okay.
But my wife wants her to go to some Northeast high-end performance college. I'm like,
that's, you know what?
We better have good financial aid. She's about to take on that debt.
That's a pretty good promo for robots, getting robots instead of kids. You don't have to give them 20 years of food.
Well, get, do
you know how expensive
I'm
that is?
I'm just telling you right now, if Todd can get a company that does that, I'll do live spots for him.
For
hey, Lance Zerline here for robot children. Let me tell you, if you're tired of your kids leaving food, literal food, for months under their bed so the whole room stinks, why not get a robot? They'll actually do all the cleaning
know,
in their
man.
Own room.
I've seen Megan and Megan 2.0. It
robot
goes
food
wrong.
Robots don't try to choke each other out and have fights. But where one of them literally tries to choke another
on murderous
rampages.
Yeah, they will. I mean,
what about Ex Machina, though?
What about Megan?
It's true. I got a lot of... Trust me, it's not going to be an easy sell that robots won't hurt you. I get it.
All right, Del, you've done
enough. It's not like those robot dogs from Metalhead from Black Mirror. These robot dogs are friendly.
Yeah, no, they're not. we're done. Size. Del got 5 minutes out of it.
They're so small, and they don't have guns or knives.
No. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
Give us our key.
Yeah, now.
ESPN 97.5.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.